Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition. With Pamela Muir, Public Service Commissioner, Government of Yukon.
My name is Pamela Muir. I'm currently the Public Service Commissioner for the Government of Yukon in Whitehorse.
Why are modern treaties important?
Well, I think modern treaties are important for a number of reasons. I guess the first is that they provide some clarity around with respect to lands and resources, rights, ownership, and so on. So that's an important role that they play. But I actually think more importantly, they set the stage and create the framework for the relationship between First Nations, Indigenous governments, and public governments, in the Yukon context, being the Yukon government and the federal government. Really, they establish the platform for the relationship to discuss and address issues of mutual concern.
What is the importance of the relationship between parties in a treaty?
Forming the foundation of good working relationships, a good respectful working relationships is key to successful implementation of the agreements. I mean, there are many challenges in these kinds of negotiations. You know, part of the purpose was to try to address the legitimate claims of the Indigenous governments, but at the same time trying to balance the public interests that exist in the territory, the greater public interests in land and resources and governance issues. Sometimes we couldn't, as a government, agree necessarily to what the First Nation proposed, but if we could find, if we could isolate what the interest was, there might be ways to address the actual interest.
What are some of the challenges with implementation?
Some of the current challenges with implementation relate to resources and capacity in both government, public government, and Indigenous governments. I mean, I think challenges also relate to understanding. I mean, and I guess this kind of goes to the idea that implementation and reconciliation is an ongoing process, is to make sure that we all understand and have the same understanding in the territory, in the governments, in the First Nations, of what we're trying to achieve through the treaties. And that's a process of education, of exposure of people to the ideas and the concepts, working toward training of government employees so that they understand. And we are working hard at that, but there's definitely work to be done. So that we have a broad understanding across our society of the goals of the treaties.